Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Penny, can you give me a hand with these, please?
Yes, of course. What is it?
I need to move all of these onto that shelf over there.
Why? They look all right here.
Because Michael asked me to do it the other day, and I still haven't got around to it. So if we both do it, it'll be much quicker.
OK. Gosh, they're very nice, aren't they? I haven't noticed these before. What a gorgeous colour.
Yeah, they're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, and I bet they're expensive.
They're £65 each.
What?
Yeah, 65 quid. So just be careful.
Oh, OK, well, I'll have two of them then.
I thought you might.
Oh, but they're lovely.
Penny, Jim's son Michael will be out of hospital tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, I think so.
So are you going to visit him later on today?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think you should.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be pleased to see you. And you can take that card that's for him in the staff room, because I'm sure Jim won't remember to do that.
I suppose I could do. Do you know who brought that card in?
Yeah, I do. It was Tina.
There you go. I told you she could be nice.
Penny, don't forget she wants the assistant manager's job. And that's the only reason she brought that in.
Oh, Amy, I don't think she wants the job.
Rubbish. Do you know what? She's the sort of person that would get it just to stop someone else being manager.
That sounds all very political. And I don't think she's that clever.
Who said politicians are clever? Just name one.
Amy, I didn't say politicians were clever. Oh, forget it. Right, are we done?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and send Michael my best wishes, won't you?
Amy, I haven't said that I'm going yet.
Oh, look who it is. Your favourite person has just walked in.
Oh, don't worry, I'll go. Good morning. Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'd like a pot of tea for one and a ham sandwich.
Would you like brown or white bread?
White, and I don't want any butter on it.
OK, so no butter. And is there anything else?
No, that's all. But I would like it as soon as possible, please, as I don't have much time.
Oh, OK, I see. I'll be back in two blinks of an eye, then.
Oh, just be quick, will you?
Petra, please don't tell me we've run out of ham.
Oh, yes, sorry. I've just used the last bit.
Jill will go absolutely potty.
Well, there's tons of cheese.
Nope, she wants ham. Look, can I have the one you've just made? Please, Petra.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you so much. Right, I'll be back in a minute.
Where's Connie going to in such a rush?
Oh, it's for Jill. Problem was, we've run out of ham.
No, we haven't. There's tons in the back there.
Oh, good.
Here you are. So enjoy.
That was quick. Thank you.
No problem.
Excuse me, can I have a word with Connie, please?
Well, can I help you with anything?
No, thanks. But I would like a word with Connie, though, if that's all right.
Yes, of course. I'll just go and get her for you.
Jill, what can I do for you?
You can take this back. It's got butter in it, and I specifically said that I didn't want any. But no, you couldn't even get that right, could you?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
You forgot. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'll go and get you another one. Oh, sorry, we haven't got any more ham.
Oh, don't bother, Connie. I'm going.
Is there a problem?
Yes, she's the problem.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Helen, I made a mistake with the sandwich, that's all.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Not deliberately, we don't.
Oh, I'm sure Connie didn't mean to do it.
Oh, I'm sure she did. So I'm off.
Well, don't forget to pay for your tea.
Don't worry, Connie, just leave it. What was that all about?
Amy, you can go to lunch now.
Oh, OK.
What's all this rubbish doing here?
It's not rubbish, it's for a customer. They're coming back for it later.
And have they paid for it?
No, not yet.
Who's it for?
It's a Mr. Dent.
Dent?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well. Off you go, then. Oh, have a nice time.
I will.
Ugh, this is so untidy. I can't have this.
Is that all you're having?
Yeah, we were out of bread.
Well, here you go. Have half of mine.
No, that's kind of you, but I'm all right.
But you've only got... What is it?
Oh, they're broken crackers.
And what else have you got?
Nothing. But don't worry, Mum's doing a curry tonight, so I don't want to spoil my appetite. This will be fine.
Look, I don't need this. You have it.
No, Penny, I'm okay. Thanks and all that, but I don't want anything else.
Oh, sorry, it's Mike. Hello?
Hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Look, would you like to go to the Fox tonight? They've got live music on.
Yeah, what time?
6.
Can we make it a little bit later?
7, then. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so I'll come and get you at about 7.
No, it's all right. I'll meet you there.
Oh, okay. Right, well, I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and Penny?
Yeah?
Well, never mind. Forget it. I can't wait to see you, Penny.
And you, Mike.
I want tonight to be special. You know what day it is, don't you?
Yes, of course I do.
See you later, then.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You won't have long at the hospital, will you?
I wasn't going to stay that long, to be honest.
But if you're seeing Mike at 7, you'll hardly have any time there, will you?
Oh, it'll be all right.
Well, don't forget to take the card.
I won't. Oh, if I could put it in my bag now.
Well, some people might still need to sign it.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, if I forget it, it's your fault then.
No, don't worry, Penny. I'll remind you.
Well, please make sure you do. Okay.
You look happy, Jim. What's happened?
Your customer, Mr. Dent, came back and got all his stuff.
So?
And he also bought one of those very expensive vases.
Oh, did he now?
Yeah. So when I see Michael later, I can tell him that I've sold one.
Oh, right, well, good for you. I'm sure Michael will be delighted.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm sure he'll be pleased.
Did you know that Penny's going to see Michael tonight?
No, I didn't. Oh, I wish she'd told me. Then we could have gone together. Do you know what time she's going?
No, not exactly. But I know it's before 7.
Oh.
And I know she's going to be at the Fox later, as there's a band on.
Is there now? Well, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Well, I know Penny's definitely going.
Oh, right. Well, I'll see her at the pub, if not before. Did she say if Kathy was going?
No, she didn't. But I suppose she might.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me know. That all sounds good to me. Are you going to go?
No, not tonight. I need my beauty sleep.
Amy, that's one thing you don't need.
Jim, I think I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, I hope you will.
Oh, there you are. I've been trying to phone you.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone was off.
Well, hurry up and change, will you? There's a band on at the Fox and I thought we could go.
What, tonight?
No, next month. Yes, of course it's tonight. So hurry up and get changed. What? What is it?
Oh, nothing. Okay. Right, I won't be a minute.
Well, I'll expect you to be ready in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Right then. I think it's time to have a gin and tonic.
Ah, there you are. Happy Valentine's. Oh, Kathy, how nice to see you.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's no problem. So, what can I get you both?
Oh, gin and tonic, please.
Penny?
White wine, please.
So, where's the band?
Well, it's not a band, it's a guitarist, and he hasn't turned up yet.
Oh, is it someone we know?
No, well, I don't know him.
What's his name, then?
I can't remember at the moment. I'll ask Pete in a minute.
Sorry to keep you. What can I get you?
Gin and tonic, or white wine, and a beer, please.
Oh, great. Here comes Jim.
Hi, everybody. It's good to see you all.
Jim, can I get you a drink?
Oh, yes, please. Beer would be nice.
OK, one more of those, please.
So, Jim, no Michael tonight?
No, he's still in hospital.
Oh, yes, I was sorry to hear about that. How's he doing?
Well, you know he was involved in that accident, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness, he's much better now. Would you agree with that, Penny?
I think it's good that they're discharging him from hospital tomorrow.
Well, they don't keep people in if they can help it.
No, I think he's fine. He's ready to go home.
And how's the other driver?
Oh, from what I hear, he's much better.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Right, can I get you anything else?
No thanks. But can you tell me when the music's going to start?
Well, I'm sorry about this, but it seems he's running late. So I'm hoping he'll be here for about 7:30.
Oh, that's okay.
What sort of music does he play?
Well, tonight, I expect it'll be all the romantic songs.
Oh, great.
Does that mean she might go home then?
Well, let's hope so.
Come on, let's go and find a table.
After you, Kathy. And may I say how lovely you look tonight?
Yes, Jim, you can say that. And so do you. I like the cap, it suits you. Oh, we didn't ask who the guitarist was. He's not very good, is he?
Yes, he is.
Well, I like something a bit livelier, to be honest.
No, I think he's very good.
You can't dance to this, though, can you?
Well, you could if there's a bit more room.
No, I couldn't twirl here. I'd crash into somebody.
Yes, that's true.
What do you think? Shall we move on?
No, I like it here.
Yeah, so do I.
What do you think, Jim? Shall we try somewhere else?
Yeah, OK, why not? We'll leave you two lovebirds in peace.
Oh, you two don't mind us going, do you?
No, it's fine, Kathy. You go and find somewhere more lively.
OK, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, thank goodness they've gone.
Mike, you spoke too soon. They're coming back.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.